Gnome Nation, it's time for the Social Showdown Daily, where I count down the top 5 most talked about television shows and specials over the last 24 hours, according to posts on Facebook and Instagram, and tweets on Twitter. Lifetime's Glam Masters are giving a total makeover to number 5. Oh great, you guys made 5 look like a cheap hooker. You better get back to work and keep working until 5 looks like a high-priced prostitute. Fox's star is wearing sunglasses at night and flipping off paparazzi at number 4. Freeform's Grownish is underage drinking at number 3. Kids don't drink and drive. And if you're a kid under 16, don't drive or drink. Okay, you can still have water. CBS's Late Late Show with James Corden is carpooling and singing karaoke with number 2. Oh my God, I bet they're gonna do all of 2's biggest hits. 2 of Hearts, 1-2 Step featuring Ciara, and my personal fave, It Takes 2 to Make a Thing Go Right, It Takes 2 to Make It Out of Sight. And finally, Fox's Empire is dipping its cookie into number 1's glass of milk. If you have any comments or questions about any of the shows on the countdown, call in. I'm still Kevin. Thanks for listening to the Social Showdown Daily on Gnome Alone Radio. Gnome Nation, it's time for the Social Showdown Daily, where I count down the top 5 most talked about television shows and specials over the last 24 hours, according to posts on Facebook and Instagram, and tweets on Twitter. HGTV's Fixer Upper is getting hard for hardwood floors at number 5. Freeform's Shadowhunters are dispatching demons and looking good doing it at number 4. Paramount's Ink Master Angels, because it's more empowering when the tramp is doing the tramp stamping at number 3. USA Network's WWE SmackDown is in a roid rage about only reaching number 2. And finally, ABC's Roseanne's biggest plot twist isn't the fact that her TV husband Dan is back from the dead after being killed off in the original series finale in 1997. It's that Roseanne Connor and Roseanne Barr both voted for and still support the comb-over-in-chief. And I thought she was crazy when she married Tom Arnold without a prenup. Roseanne is back and number 1. If you have any comments or questions about any of the shows on the countdown, call in. Tell your friends to check out Gnome Alone Radio. But don't tell your enemies, because anybody who's mean to you doesn't deserve this podcast. I'm still Kevin. Thanks for listening to the Social Showdown Daily on Gnome Alone Radio.